The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I heard a story once about an avid golfer who won a contest. 1 hour's private instruction at Pebble Beach with Arnold Palmer. And as you can imagine, he soaked it all up, right? All the basics of golf, as you can imagine. Because when the heart is in the right place, learning is easy. When the heart is in the right place, the mind comes along effortlessly. It's what St. Thomas Aquinas meant when he said, "The intellect is motivated by the will." And so when some of the scribes and Pharisees come to Jesus and say, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you," Jesus does not give them a sign. Why not? Perfectly reasonable request. But he will not give them a sign. Why won't he give them a sign? Because it wouldn't matter. That's why. Their hearts were not in the right place. The trouble was with their will. Somebody once said to me, "Father, I've listened to all of your homilies and I'm still not convinced." No surprise, right? No surprise. Faith doesn't come from homilies. Faith doesn't come from signs. Faith doesn't come from miracles. Faith doesn't come from arguments. Faith comes from God. It's given as a gift, but here's the hitch. It's received as a free choice. And only you can make that choice. Which, by the way, is why you don't want to spend too much time arguing with people. Especially about questions of faith. You know, usually they understand quite well. They don't believe. A lot of times just because they don't want to believe. They're not ready to believe. But here's something for you and I to think about here this morning. You and I are kind of like that contest winner. We have an extraordinary opportunity, a limited amount of time, and expert instruction. We got the teaching of the church, we got the wisdom of the saints. The only question that's left to answer is, where is your heart? That's the only question left, because ultimately, it's the only question that matters. A little something to pray about today as we ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. Saint Bridget of Sweden, pray for us.